Sylvia Randall was not exactly convincing as the vivacious Googie Munro, the main problem arising from what the now insufferable Simon Hawksby termed her complete lack of vocal authority. It was true to say she could barely be heard past row C of the stalls, but she was a Hollywood icon, albeit of yesteryear, and assorted critics of both red tops and broadsheets took her to their hearts.
"It's just so lovely to be here," she cooed as
flashbulbs exploded all around her.
"My great-great-grandmother was a Scotch, and I've always felt that a little part of me remains right here."
Such nonsensical outpourings went down wonderfully well with press and public alike, and as ticket sales soared, diminutive producer Monty Blaxland wondered why he had ever let Nancy Fairchild anywhere near his precious production.